And I'm saying, hey, you know, it's really good you guys are here. Because, you know, I just want to tell you, Jesus Christ loves you guys. I just want to tell you, Jesus Christ loves you guys. You know. And, man, I didn't know how I was going to get out of that one. But I thought God, I really thought God had brought them for me to witness to them. I felt I had a captive audience. They wanted something I had. You know. And they said, you got money? I said, yeah. You know, I got money. But you're not getting it. You know, and they thought, well, man, you don't seem to understand. We got the power. And what they didn't realize is it didn't mean anything to me. I wasn't afraid. I wasn't frightened. So, through a miracle, the guys took off, and, you know, I drove after them, got their license and all that stuff. But I never went back there again. So, I just want you to know, even though I believe in the miraculous, and even though I believe you can walk into dangerous places and get out with your life, without being scathed, without being burned, without being the water overflowing, without the lions biting you, I believe in that kind of God. Nonetheless, I do not tempt the Lord God, nor seek it. But I'm not afraid. If God says do it, hey, I'll do it. Because I don't believe I'm alive today because I've done it by my own wits. I believe I'm alive because of the mercy and power and plan of God. So if God tells me to do something, I'm going to do it even if I know I'll lose my life. I'll voluntarily do it if I know God says, I want you to do that. Give up your life for this. And I don't imagine it'll be for a noble thing. I think it'll be for something that doesn't appear to be a very big deal. So here's where I want you to die. Oh, God, there's not even a camera here. Couldn't I at least scratch a note? Have a dying word or something. You know, I've thought of all the ignominious ways to die. You know, thought of the ways I'd like to die and then the ways he probably will have me die, you know. But it's okay. I've thought about that, you know. Just let him know how, you know. So I've written a few of those down. You know, Peggy, you want to go through my notes someday, you'll find it, you know. This is what I would have said if I had had an opportunity. No. It's all over with. There's nothing to live for but God. Worship Him and worship Him alone. Do not be afraid. I can't buy a big enough insurance policy. There's no way I can insure myself. This life is completely vulnerable. We live over an abyss. The economy could fall any minute. Russia could come over the hill. The bomb could blow us up. You know, there's 1,000 diseases that can get me. You know, a dog can bite me on the way home. You know, I mean, there's just 1,000,000 things that could happen. Hey, we live in a dangerous world. You know? But I'm like, you know, I'm completely happy, excited. You know, hey, I'm not afraid. You know, except, you know. No, really, but it's exciting to be a Christian because we got a purpose. When you have a purpose, it helps. I know why I'm here, I know what I've got to do, and I'm going to do it. I may be crazy. I got to answer for myself. This is not to you. It doesn't matter what you think. I've got to answer this for myself before God. God, I'll do it. My life is yours. You must die if you're going to be a Christian. You must be dead. When people hurt you, you're not hurt because you're dead. When they offend you, you're not offended because you're dead. When they abuse you and you know it, it doesn't bother you because you're dead. Because dead people don't get offended. You know, I hate you. You know, they just don't seem to respond. And that's the way it is. You see, I never react, I always act. That's, of course, ideal. But the idea is, the more you grow in love with the Lord, the more you act, meaning you don't just react. Someone hits you on the one cheek. Just before you go, what about it, God? This way? Okay. You know, you have to ask Him, and He'll tell you what to do. Kick Him. Ah, thank you, God. You know? Many times, God would have a better solution, probably, you know. But the point is, don't react. Don't react. That's bondage. Always act. Jesus was always an actor. That is, He made His own decisions. No one decided for Him. Just because someone else sinned against Him didn't mean He had to sin back. He always decided what He wanted to say and do. No one ever manipulated Him, made Him do anything. Even they came to Him and said, you have to give up your life. He said, uh-uh. Nobody takes my life from me. I choose. Not even God the Father. So I was like, come on now. That's why I sent you. No. He says, I choose to lay down my life. I choose to lay down my life, and I can take it up. I can take it up. But I don't need to worry about that. I give that over to Father. I have the right, but I want to exercise that. No problem. I just entrust myself to Father. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of punishment. I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not afraid. You see, fear has to do with punishment. But I'm God's beloved Son, with whom He's well pleased. And Father has all the power. He knows everything. And He's already told me. He's told me. Not only does He have the power to stop the devil, He's already told me the devil can't get to me. He already said, all things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. He told me that. He already said, all things work. He told me that. He said, count it all joy. He told me that. He said, no weapon fashioned against you will prevail. He told me that. I believe Him. If He said that, then He said that. Then that's true. I'm going to think about that. Because I know there's nothing could disqualify me, because I'm His well-pleasing Son, His beloved Son, His chosen one. I'm just like God, because He's incorporated me into His Son. I have nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. If I fall off the temple, the angels will take care of me. And if they don't, then He'll resurrect me. What's death? Nothing. You know, remember the kids in the furnace. You won't burn us. But just in case you do, we'll, you know, somehow get out. And just in case we don't, our God will resurrect us. In other words, you're not going to win. One way or the other, even if it's through death, we laugh at the face of death. Death is not controlling us either. Not food, not glory, not death, not safety, nothing. One God, the Word of God. I live by every word. Now, people in the church, you've got to learn to live by every word that's here, literally. And you'll notice all the words of God are always in the extreme. They're radical. All the words are radical words. Every word. Worship God only. You see? They're all radical words. There are no lukewarm, you know, kind of-ish words. They're all absolute words. God is an absolute God. You shall worship Me only. One God. It's always severe with God. There's only two choices. God, everything else. The devil's got all these possibilities. God's got just one. There's only one possibility with God. All the rest belongs to the devil. He can get you vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, you know, all the newest varieties. He can offer all that, but God only has one. Choose this one. His is a narrow path. The other is broad. So it's easy to go the other way. God's got everything against Him, because the devil's way all go, you know, this is better. This is better. You know, His all look neat. Then God's got one. You know, and He says, choose this one. You know, and you go, you know, praying all the time, huh? That look, you know, reading your Bible all the time, letting God make every decision. You know, rejoicing always. You know, that's awful, isn't it? To have to always rejoice? You know, see, God's doesn't look so good, does it? But it's the key to life. So try the other ones. Eat the other ones. Chew the other ones. You've got some time, I hope. Praise God. A radical church. This, you know, this is so exciting. When the devil had ended, I didn't say what he said here. Jesus answered and said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, isn't that exciting? He departed from him for a season. Now you see, the devil can't tempt you. There is a season. It was a testing time. You see, the reason was, he just had gotten a hold of this revelation. Now when you get a hold of a revelation, don't be surprised that you'll be tested next, because if you really believe it, then you're in for a test. But it's fun. When you know all the answers, it's fun to have a test. It's only when you don't know them. But if you really know who you are, it's exciting to go through the test. Amen? When you know you can get a grade, you know, an A+, it's come and test me. I got it. I know who I am. I got it this time. I got it. Come on. Try me now. You see, and God loves to boast. over us. Have you tried my servant Job? Ah, sure, you got Peggy over here and you got George. I wasn't speaking specifically. But, you know, you got so-and-so and so-and-so. But how about Job? Try him. Well, let's try Peggy. The idea was he knew Job would come through. He knew he'd built into Job faith. Not faith in Job, but faith in God. And eventually Job got it all worked out and he made it. But Job didn't make it. It was the mercy of God that made it. God knew he'd get an A+ at the end because Job was looking to God. It wasn't Job was looking to Job. So Job's theology, he worked through all that theology, but really, it wasn't the theology that did it. It was God. The God he had heard of, now he saw with his own eyes. He experienced that God with his own eyes. I tell you, those tests, they're painful, but they're absolutely essential. Just for you, privately. It's not a public thing. You've got to go through the Christian life inside. You've got to win the victory in the spiritual realm, naked, alone, at night, for a long period of time. Then it's solid. You kids that went to the retreat this weekend, you know, what happened still has to be established. You know, you made the commitment. You made a public commitment. You made a private commitment. But now that's got to be established in the closet. You've got, you know, otherwise if you just go back into life and thinking there's a new magic on top of your head, you know, that's going to kind of somehow carry you through, it'll last for about a half an hour. The retreat. School, you know. And it'll just come right back on you. You won't be able to be consistent. You won't be able to last. I better go back to church, you know. School. You know, you just can't do it that way. You've got to go in and determine that I have nothing else. There's a desert. I have nothing else but one agenda, God, devil. That's it. I've got to decide what I've decided is decided. And you see, there's nothing else, because if you try to work it out in the midst of life, it's too much, because you just kind of go from moment to moment. But it's got to be an established decision, once and for all. I made decisions years ago that now have determined my life eternally. I made decisions that were once for all decisions, to the death. And that's a decision. A decision that's to the death is radical. I made a decision to the death. You know, and that's the kind of decisions you must make. Radical. So I want you to understand the vision for this church is radical. It's the most fun. When it's radical, when it's death, then it's all resurrection. It's all fun. It's all letting God do it. I'm not working at this thing, but I had to pay a price for that. The price was I had to give up this world. And I gladly did it. And I'd do it again and again and again and again. Because this world hasn't got anything. Not compared to what God's got. You can't tempt me. I can be tempted, but I'm not going to give in to it. Because this world doesn't have anything. God's got it all. Now, the more you fall in love with God, it's easy to say no to the other girl, to the other guy, to the other one. But if you don't know how beautiful God is, it's hard. But if you've got that established, no one can compare with Him. See, there's nobody that can compare with Him. You know, you're not strong enough. You're not beautiful enough. You're not long-lasting enough. You're not friendly enough. You're not merciful enough. You know, I've learned that looking at people. They're not. They're not dependable. God's got everything. And, best of all, that God that's got everything has got me. He likes me. You know, even if a human being likes me, I like them. You know, when people like me, I like them. You know what I mean? People when don't like me. But boy, people that like me, right away I like them. Yes, what do you like about them? I don't know. When it comes right down to it, they like me. You know, they seem to like me. But the point is, you can't depend on that. That's not very dependable. You find they like you because, and if that because wears away, or if they get to know you, you know, that can kind of dwindle a little bit. You know, so fooey on people. You ever said that? Fooey on people. Let's all say that. Fooey on people. A lot of people have never said that. God alone. Let's close our eyes. Father God, I thank You that You are teaching us who we are so that we never forget that we are the chosen of God, the selected of God, well-beloved, children of God, chosen by the will of God. It was your will. You knew everything about us, past, present, and future, and chose us and said, I'll take her. I want her. She's mine. I want her for my son. I choose her. She's the bride. Oh God, we thank you that this is the basis of your radical church. It's radical indeed. And that you've now shown us, Lord God, that it's radical because we must live by every word, not some words, all words. And that we must never be afraid, but trust only in you and not to worry about anything else. And that we're to worship you alone. That's radical, God. Not to worship anyone else, not to depend on anyone else, not to look to anyone else, not to have any other gods but you. That's radical. You're calling us to a radical commitment, a radical life, back to the foundation. And I thank you, Lord God, that since no one can really accept this message, it's not an attractive message. It's a truthful message, but it's not attractive. That words will never build the church, but the word that is attended with power and love. Oh, I thank you, Lord God, that there are other messages, messages that lead us beyond the temptation, messages that lead us into understanding that the church of Jesus Christ, that radical church, can only be built by miraculous power. It can only be built by love. It can only be built by truth, in love, with power. We thank you, Lord God, that you yourself must build your own church. You must give us the new wine. You must create the new wineskins. We thank you, Lord God, that because we're your children, you're with us. And that's what makes us unique. That's what makes us a temple. That's what makes us able to endure, able to succeed, able to win, able to prosper, able to do all things. You are with us. We can do all things through you, through your Son, Jesus, through Him, through the implanted, engrafted Word, which abides in us, which connects us to you. And we promise to give you all the praise, Lord God, all the worship. We do dedicate ourselves tonight. We devote ourselves to you. We trust only in you. We bring every thought captive to the Word of God. We want to live by every word, constantly making every decision by the Word, in prayer, under the guidance of the Spirit, seeking not to live our own lives, not to go according to tradition or thinking or opinion or imagination, not to live by our lusts and our appetites, but to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. To live above our feelings, above our desires, excuse me, above our thoughts, above our imaginations. To live by faith. To live by faith. To live by faith. God, we love you. We adore you. We worship you. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up. I thank you, Lord God, that these are the people you are preparing. They are a people prepared. They are a mighty people, a strong people, a loving people, a powerful people, a people that you have filled with your own life, with your own glory, a people filled with praise, a people that you love, Lord God, that are well-pleasing in your sight. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. We have chosen not to go our own way, but to go the way of the Lord. We have sought your face, Lord God, and no other. Seek ye my face, saith the Lord God, And we have said, Thy face, Lord, do we seek, and none other. You alone are the beautiful one to us. One thing have we desired of the Lord, that will we seek after, that we may behold the Lord in the beauty of His temple, that we may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our life, and that we may inquire of the Lord forever. O God, You are our high tower, our sure defense. You are our safety. You are our exceeding great reward. You are our shield. You are our everything, Lord God. You are the light. You are the height, the depth, the width. You are the past, the present, the future. You are the air we breathe, the ground we walk upon, the door, the window, the building, the foundation. God, You're everything. You're everything to us. To us. We adore You. We adore You. We worship You. We long to be in Your presence face to face. We're satisfied now, but we're yearning and hungering and longing to be more pure, more holy, to see You more clearly, to abide in Your presence forever. Hallelujah. Lord.